Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, AT&T and DirecTV are talking deal. Marketing dollars are shifting to online video from television, and tech stocks soared on Monday. Those stories and more as we continue.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
People familiar with the matter say AT&T is moving quickly to seal a takeover deal with DirecTV, and a deal could be reached within 2 weeks. The two sides are talking about a deal that AT&T would pay for using a mix of cash and its stocks. There's no guarantee that a deal will be reached. One person says the companies have come close to striking a combination before, only to see it fall apart over issues including price. Several major advertisers, including MasterCard and Verizon Wireless, have moved a portion of their advertising dollars from television to online outlets. Marketers are increasingly aware that consumers are shifting some of their video watching to online outlets. Web video sites in recent weeks have been unveiling plans to ramp up their programming, which could shift even more advertising dollars to the web. Facebook is contemplating sales offices in China in order to serve advertisers there. Vaughn Smith, vice president of corporate development for the social network, says Chinese companies are becoming bigger advertisers on Facebook. Square is shuttering its Square Wallet app for smartphones as the company struggles to expand beyond its low-margin business of credit card readers. The company will continue to support the service for customers who have already downloaded the app. In its place, Square unveiled a new app dubbed Order, designed to let customers place takeout orders from local businesses and skip the line once they arrive. As we continue, tired of reading someone's tweets? Well, Twitter has a solution.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
GM is rolling out an a la carte pricing menu. For as little as $5 a day, GM owners can access 4G LTE high-speed connectivity, allowing people to do everything from access the internet to download movies in their car. GM will offer the feature through its OnStar service, although AT&T will handle the connection. Monday was a strong day for technology stocks. The Nasdaq added 72 points to close at 41.43. Amazon.com ended up 3.5%. Facebook gained 4.5%, and Twitter shares ended up 6%. Speaking of Twitter, the microblogging service is out with a mute button that will let you filter out tweets from people you don't want to hear from. Wall Street Journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
Muting users means what they tweet and retweet won't show up on your timeline. Now, the muted users can still reply to and retweet and favorite what you tweet, but you won't see any of it in your timeline. And people that you mute won't know they were muted. The company in a blog post wrote that mute gives you even more control over the content you see on Twitter. I'm Tom Ortuso for the Wall Street Journal.
Finally today, Domino's Pizza is out with a new online group ordering tool. It's for ordering pizza for a big event like a graduation party. You can go to the Domino's site and it'll calculate an estimate of the number of pizzas you'll need to feed a specific amount of people. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.